Hey guys, as I travel around the country speaking to men and writing to men, one of the most confusing things that men deal with is, what is a spiritual leader? What does he do? What is required? And so today on this episode, you'll walk away with three very practical ways out of 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15, that you can begin to lead and be an example to those who follow you.
It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who was actually in the arena, whose face is marked by dust and sweat and blood.
Welcome to the Men in the Arena podcast, sponsored by Mountain Tough Fitness Lab.
It's Equipping Men in 10. Our conviction is to call you into the arena of manhood, call you out of the faceless, nameless bleachers, and call you up to be the best version of you. Because when a man gets it, everyone wins. Enjoy today's episode.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27, Paul says, I discipline my body and make it my slave. You know, we often forget, guys, that God has called us to steward the bodies he gave us, so that we'll be ready, healthy, and spiritually dangerous to fight the good fight, whether it's working at your job, serving your God, protecting your bride, or being a great dad to your kids. That's why we're so excited to partner with Mountain Tough Fitness Lab. Mountain Tough Fitness Lab is run by Christian men who are passionate about training you to be your best version and to stay dangerous and ready for God. Join me on my journey by going to mountaintough.com, that's MTNTOUGH, and getting your free 6-week trial when you type in the code ARENA30. You won't be disappointed. Stay dangerous. What type of dad are you? Guys, in my 35 years of ministry, I've noticed that guys basically fall into two categories. And in those categories, there are four types of dad, or four phases that you pass through as a dad. We just dropped an amazing quiz to help you discover what type of dad you are. Find out what type of father you are and get our custom resources fit to meet the needs and the questions you are asking. Head on over to menarena.org. Join 20,000 men from around the world and find out the type of dad you are. Men in the Arena Army, we salute you. Welcome to today's episode of the Men in the Arena podcast. This is Equipping Men in 10. I'm Jim Ramos, your guide and host, leading you to your best version in that stress bubble of life and beyond. Welcome to Spotify's number one podcast for Christian men. Hey, before we jump into today's episode, I want to let you know that we collect 365 hero stories, one hero story for every day of the week, as you write in and tell us how God is using our ministry to transform your life and the lives of those you love. And if you're a wife listening, man, send us a hero story. We want to hear about how God is changing your husband and how that's affecting you, because when a man gets it, everyone wins. So this one is number 27 this year, and this is from Matthew on YouTube. Matthew writes in, he says, hey, he's talking about our episode with Kevin Brewer on how to write a love letter, which we have had some great responses from that podcast, very practical podcast. He said, I wrote, quote, your blessed husband, end of quote, at the end of my love letter. Thanks, fellas. This was an awesome episode and gave me a great format to write my wife a love letter. I usually have issues articulating just how much I love and adore my wife, so this was extremely helpful. Matthew, thank you to the world of men. We all have those issues, bro. You're not alone, man. Hey, hit us up with your physical address. We want to send you some swag just to say thank you. Hey guys, this episode, I want to talk to you about how to be an example to those who follow you. You know, it's one thing to say what to do. It's another thing to do it. You know, Pittsburgh Steelers Hall of Fame coach Chuck Knoll once said, what you do speaks so loudly, I can't hear what you say. So when it comes to leadership, we're going to talk to you about things that you can actually do. We're going to use 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15 as our guideline. Now, I'm a New American Standard guy. So in the New American Standard, it says this: take pains with these things, be absorbed in them so that your progress may be evident to all. Now, a lot of our guys are a New International Version guys. So the NIV says this: be diligent in these matters, give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. For you old school guys who like the King James Version, it says this: meditate on these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. If you understood what I just said, God bless you. Let's go. The Living Bible simply says this: put these abilities to work. Throw yourself into your tasks so that your progress may be evident to all. So basically, we've got this verse broken down, no matter what translation, into three components. So as you create an example for those who love you or those who follow you to follow, here are three things that you can do. Okay, the first one is, in the New American Standard, it says, take pains with these things. Or if you're an NIV guy, in New International Version, that reads, be diligent in these matters. So I'm going to give you three tips today. They all start with a letter I. The first one is this: invest in growth to hone your skills. So we have three tiers to Men in the Arena, three ways that we want men to grow, to be mobilized. And the second of those is we want men to invest in themselves. So we want to equip men. And when we equip men, we want them to make an investment. We want you to make a time investment. We want you to make a resource investment. We want you to make a financial investment, because your people depend on your growth. Here's a fun quote for you to chew on. Diligence means care instead of carelessness, intensity instead of indolence, promptness instead of procrastination, and activity instead of apathy. You have to be very strategic, very active, very engaged in your own personal growth. You need to be a man who cultivates your skills in all areas of your life, mental, physical, spiritual, and social, according to Luke chapter 2, verse 52. So here's what I would say, just a couple tips here. First of all, collaborate with other men. If you are not in some kind of small group or community group with some Christian brothers, I really believe that you are missing the mark. We need to form collaborations and a community with like-minded men so we can grow in our relationship with Jesus. So we have men who call us out of our negative behavior, who call us up to a higher level, and to call us into the deeper things of God. JFK, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, once said, a rising tide causes all ships to lift, which is why we need to collaborate. And the second thing I would tell you here is this: carve out time. I know that you're busy. I know that you're in the stress bubble. I know that your wife really wants you to spend time with the kids when you're outside of work, but you need to find 2 to 3 hours a week, so one block of time where you can go to a men's small group, some kind of men's service or gathering, some kind of community. You need to do that, and your wife needs to do that for herself as well. But you need to do that because you have people depending on your example. So you need to invest in yourself, according to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15, that says, take great pains in these things. So it takes a lot of pain and effort to carve out time and to invest your resources in your own personal growth. The next thing I want to share with you is this. The second aspect of 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15 says this: be absorbed in them. New International Version says, give yourself wholly, W-H-O-L-L-Y, wholly to them. In other words, immerse. Not only do you need to invest yourself, but you need to immerse yourself 100%. You need to immerse yourself in these things that you're investing in. You need to, don't be a 50% attender. Don't be a guy who shows up once a month. Men show up. You need to immerse yourself. Colossians 3:23 says this: whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, not for men, for the Lord Christ you are serving. So, you know, here are some things. When I'm looking at people and how much they prepared, I have a couple indicators. First one is this: are they prepared? What is their preparation? Are they getting a promotion? Are they men at work who are getting promotions? That is another sign that they are giving everything. How about perseverance? Is this a man who's persevering? Are you a persevering man? Are you giving of yourself long haul? Anybody can be a paper fire, but are you burning with passion over the long haul? The next thing is perspiration. Are you working? Are you putting in the effort to get the job done? And the last thing is passion, which I would say is conviction. I mean, how passionate are you about your own personal growth and you're becoming the best version of yourself? So a couple things you can do to give 100% is bathe your life in prayer. Another thing you can do is work in the work environment. You know, don't go in there and just grind out 8 straight hours. You know, go for half hour at a time, half hour, take a little walk around the office thing, you know, just take a short burst throughout the day. Like, I have multiple tasks I work on throughout the day. You can hold yourself accountable to your actions. You can do what I love to do, is doing what's most important at the most opportune time of the day. In other words, I have my schedule in the morning. I get up, I spend time with the Lord. I come to the office, I pray, more time with the Lord. I begin to work on my creative projects. I mean, I create writing, messages, podcasts. In the afternoon, I work on my collaboration, so I have a lot of C's. And in the evening, I work with people I care about. It's family time. So what I do is I use the time my mind is the freshest to create content. And as my mind begins to wear itself out as the day progresses, I invest in the relationship side of things that require less creativity and cognition, more just relational investment. Another thing is this, you know, clear your mind of distractions. Turn all your Wi-Fi off as you're working on your computer. Only work on one thing at one time. There is no such thing as multitasking. It's called task switching. So the multitasking excuse is not scientifically true. So those are some suggestions for you. So the third thing you can do, according to 1 Timothy 4:15, it reads this, so that your progress may be evident to all. In the New International Version, it says this, so that everyone may see your progress. The key word in all translations is that progress is happening and that people notice it. So the third I, we've talked about investment, we've talked about immersion. Now we're going to talk about increased capacity. We need to grow as men. Our capacity needs to be ever increasing and not growing to a point and diminishing. A lot of guys will get to like in their 40s and they're going to coast, and then they'll retire, they'll kind of diminish. God has designed men to be increasing our capacity all of our lives. You know, Philippians 1:6 says, I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And then the prayer of Jabez, if you go back to the Old Testament, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, he's asking God to enlarge his territory, to increase his capacity. And so we have to be ever increasing in our capacity. You know, a stagnant man will stagnate everything around him. So we need to be constantly, and honestly, if you're a guy committed to growth all throughout your life, you are a one percenter all day long. Leadership is like riding a bicycle. We are either moving forward or we're falling off. So this is the same thing, guys, if we're trying to set this example. You know, people need to be able to see your spiritual growth. So I am not a fan. In fact, I'm in total diametrical opposition to men who don't want anybody to see what they're doing. I think that the people that you love need to see you writing your tithe checks. They need to see you serving. They need to watch you growing. They need to hear you speaking of your mistakes and overcoming them. I think these are really important for people to see, especially in our family. They need to watch your journey. It's so important. As men, we need to invite those around us to watch our lives. That's what great leaders do. They live by example. They say, hey, I want to be in a fishbowl for you, and I want you to watch me and help me and help me to be the best version I can be, the best example I can be, and the best man I can be. Oliver Wendell Holmes wrote this, "The great thing in this world is not so much where we stand or in what direction we are moving. We must sail sometimes with the wind and sometimes against it, but we must sail and not drift nor lie anchor." I think that's a great quote, guys. I hope this episode helped you guys to understand a little bit more about leadership by example, according to 1 Timothy 4:15, to be a man who immerses yourself in growth, who invests in your own personal growth, and who is constantly increasing in your capacity. Hey guys, if this has helped you and you have not yet subscribed to this podcast, please do so. Until next time, feel the wet sand on the arena floor. Hear the deafening roar of the crowd. Taste the sweetness of victory. Smell the stench of battle. Get in the game, get dirty, grind it out, increase your capacity. Be a man.